Casey Johns, Rodeo Queen. The 7 a.m. news sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped in soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food, too. And by Pratt's Funeral Information Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin and area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 7 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden spending the weekend at Camp David preparing for next week's debate with former President Donald Trump. He'll campaign today in Washington, D.C. and in Philadelphia. No ruling yet from the Supreme Court regarding the former president's request for immunity from criminal prosecution, but the court did rule regarding guns and domestic abusers.
A victory for advocates of gun safety laws.
They listen to survivors. They listen to us.
Lachey Krachan is lucky to be alive. The 45-year-old mother of two was shot five times by her ex-boyfriend in front of her daughter.
Because it's not a day, a minute, or a second that we don't think about it.
By a vote of 8-1, the Supreme Court upholding a law that prohibits people who are subject to domestic violence restraining orders from possessing a firearm.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Meteorologists say more heat records could be falling today from Oklahoma City to Washington, D.C. This is ABC News. The man already convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's home in 2022 and bludgeoning her husband with a hammer has received another guilty verdict, this one in state court in San Francisco.
Only a few weeks ago, David DePapp was given 30 years in prison on federal charges for breaking into the Pelosi home. Federal prosecutors argued he committed a terrorist act by going after the then Speaker of the House. Now, a state jury in San Francisco has convicted DePapp again on charges of burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, and other counts. DePapp and his attorneys admit he broke into the Pelosi home to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage. They argue he had been consuming conspiracy theories online. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Taylor Wiley died at 56. The former sumo wrestler and UFC fighter became an actor. He was best known for his roles on Hawaii Five-0 and Magnum P.I. No cause of death was announced. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
This is Phil Mee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted, and right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Flood watch remains in effect through this evening for our listening area. For today, cloudy, periods of widespread rain and possible thunderstorms, 1 to 2 inches of rain possible, with isolated higher amounts, highs of 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, widespread rain shifting east, though scattered showers will remain in lows of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms and highs of around 80. And Monday, sunny early, increasing clouds later in the day with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, highs in the mid-80s. It is 72 degrees.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
I know there's a reason, and I know there's a rhyme. We were meant to be together, and that's why.
Only You Can Love Me This Way, Keith Urban on WRCO. Well, due to the inclement weather, today's Community Safety Day event to be held outdoors at the Brewer Public Library has been canceled. The library will remain open for regular hours today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 2/10 of an inch of rain has fallen so far today. Here's Luke Combs.
is good. What could I even think about? Oh. Just don't let me die of a broken heart.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
We start this weekend's history lesson by time traveling to 1968. The number one song in the land, Herb Alpert, This Guy's in Love with You. In 1981, Mark David Chapman pleaded guilty to murdering former Beatle John Lennon. Top movies released this week in 1984 include Top Secret, The Pope of Greenwich Village, and The Karate Kid. In 1990, the world got to see RoboCop 2 on the big screen for the very first time. In 2001, The Fast and the Furious rushed into theaters along with Dr. Dolittle 2. And in 2009, the Eastman Kodak Company announced it would no longer manufacture or sell Kodachrome color film. And entertainment birthdays include Carson Daly turning 50. Meryl Streep has a birthday this week. and turning 70 years old, the lovely musician, Cyndi Lauper.
Napa Know How.
Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know How.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
Today's Rabbit Ears memory is from a British science fiction television series broadcast by the BBC, long running since 1963 until present. The lead character has been played by 14 different actors since its inception. Today's Rabbit Ears memory is the 1986 version of the theme of Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, indeed. A little trip down memory lane there with Adam Hess. I would say my favorite is obvious. I know it's a more of a cliche to pick, but David Tennant, man. My favorite Doctor, at least. I would definitely say I'm sure he's a lot of people's favorite Doctors. But, of course, like Adam said, there's been a lot over the years, so everybody is partial to their own. Here's a Patty Loveless. Our birthday's coming up in a bit.
Bye.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too. Uh-huh.
I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-through chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Do want a quick mention, we just received word that the Nautical Davis Pittman go-away party at 1 today at Boaz Park has been canceled. Today's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Got a good handful of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Saturday, June 21st. So let's get things going here with a happy birthday wish to Jenny Lund from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Kaylee Durst today from Papa Al and Grandma Carney. Also, happy 84th birthday to Bill Ward Sr. from Tressa Ward and Bill Ward Jr. Happy birthday wishes today going out to Lisa McGlynn from Lori and the Guys, who would also like to wish Callie Klatt a happy birthday, as well as wishing Angelica Orr a happy birthday wish on this Saturday, June 22nd. The Richland area senior citizens wishing Diane Schultz a happy birthday today. Birthday wishes for and hoping an awesome day today for Dave Hansel from Mick Memorial Park Board. Thank you for all the help at the work at the park. Also, happy birthday to Dave Hansel. Hope you enjoy your special day from Jay and Linda. Happy birthday to Jan Salmon today. Hope you have an awesome year from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Birthday wishes going out to Joelle and Frawley today from your grandkids, Hadley, Brooks, Finley, Emerson, and Scarlett. Happy birthday, Glamma Joe. Happy birthday today to Ridge Dahlberg from Grandma Becky. Happy birthday once more to Kaylee Durst, this time from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to Kenda McConkie from Heather, Tom, Alex, Jada, and Kaylee. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet, Blue River, and Evoke Alliance to Jody Doherty, Chris Frawley, Janae Hack, Ted Maney, Dean Shemick, Patsy Sorge, Kim Stahl, and Ron Laufenberg. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Alliance to Kathy Levy and Tora Perkins. The Richland Center United Methodist Church wishes Maggie Edwards, Tora Perkins, and Jan Salmon a happy birthday today. Happy birthday as well to Sandra Miller, this time from Schmidland Hills. Happy anniversary wishes today going out to Roger and Beth Gander, Brian and Lisa Tennant, Mr. and Mrs. Stanley Jar, Tony and Alcidine Wheeler, and Cliff and Allison McGough. Happy anniversary as well to BJ and Jamie Hinkle from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Evoke Alliance. Happy anniversary to Pastor Larry and Mary Engel from Five Points Lutheran. Happy anniversary to Janelle and Gary Williams from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Happy anniversary wishes going out to Rodney and Shirley Gokenauer. This one from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary to Monty and Bridget Schmidt from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To all of you celebrating your day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, wishing you, we hope it is a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Well, you won't take my calls and you won't answer my knock. There must be something wrong, but girl, how can we talk? Why don't you write me a letter?
Write me.
The sooner the better.
Write me.
All of this
good friend of the station there, Bobby G. Rise, with a classic hit of his here on WRCO Radio this Saturday morning. And we're making our way toward the morning news hour. That's a little ways from now, though. Another birthday wish today going out to Kaylee Durst. This one from Uncle Nick, Aunt Leah, and your cousins. So happy birthday again to Kaylee Durst. Also, if you're just tuning in, the Nautical Davis Pittman Go Away Party at 1 at Boaz Park has been canceled. Also, the Brewer Public Library and Richland Center canceling the Community Safety Day today, but they will remain open for their normal hours at the library.
That little black box in your drawer when you walked out the room. I sure as hell hope that it ain't diamonds. Don't want to ruin what you had in mind, but if you want to declare your love, there's something you should know. Big ol' F-250s, mud crib tires on the wheel, and decals good.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Home Talent Baseball's Sunday afternoon action will feature the Dodgeville Knights taking on Arena. Hear the action on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. The Home Talent Baseball pregame show sets the stage for an afternoon of games. It begins at 12:45, and then it's Dodgeville at Arena, Sunday's Home Talent Baseball game from WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town & Country TV and Appliance, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Flood watch remains in effect until this evening for our listening area. Look for cloudy skies, periods of widespread rain, thunderstorms, an inch or two of rain possible, with isolated higher amounts. Highs near 80, southwest winds 5 to 12. Tonight, mostly cloudy, widespread rain shifting east, though scattered showers will remain. Lows of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 80 and sunny early Monday. Increasing clouds later in the day with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. It's 73 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A flood watch for flash flooding and river flooding is in effect for the WRCO listening area today due to forecast of heavy rain. Severe storms are possible this afternoon and evening that could bring damaging winds and possibly a tornado. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has also issued a flood watch for the Kickapoo River. It's expected to affect Richland and Vernon counties at Viola, Vernon County at Reedstown, Crawford County at Gaze Mills and Soldiers Grove. Flooding in Viola is expected this evening through Monday afternoon. Scientists say changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says the risk is rising at a younger age and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
120,000 people in Wisconsin age 65 and older were living with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. 130,000 people are expected to be living with Alzheimer's in Wisconsin next year. Meisner says 40% of cases are linked to risk factors people can control.
Things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal, clerks, it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for August primary. The Wisconsin Dells area broke another tourism record in 2023. A study by Tourism Economics shows $2 billion in traveler economic impact. More and more people are able to visit as residents and property owners list their homes and condos on rental sites. The summer season is ramping up in Wisconsin Dells now that school is out. A woman has been arrested for helping a man police say tried to kill two people in Madison. Jerome Jacobs Jr. is wanted for the June 9th shooting on Andrew Way. Eau Claire police spotted him up there. He ended up running into the woods and authorities lost track of him. They learned a woman let him hide in the back seat of her car and drove him away. She was arrested, but they're still searching for Jacobs. Vernon County Crime Stoppers, along with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, is asking for your help. Between the hours of 1 last Saturday afternoon and 1 Sunday afternoon, 2 snowmobiles were stolen from a storage unit along Old Mill Road in the village of Coon Valley. Taken from the unit within that 24-hour period was a red, white, and blue-colored 2020 Polaris Indy 600cc snowmobile and a red and black 2005 Arctic Sabercat 700cc snowmobile. A reward will be offered to anyone who provides information that results in the recovery of these snowmobiles or the arrest of the person or persons involved. If you have any information on the theft of these snowmobiles, submit a tip to the Vernon County Sheriff's Department at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477. You may also submit an online tip at p3tips.com. Tipsters may be eligible for cash rewards of up to $3,000 and will remain anonymous. The 2024 fair season in Wisconsin begins this week, and with it comes an opportunity for Wisconsinites of all ages to visit animals up close. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding Wisconsinites that animals can carry diseases that may make people sick, but simple steps can help ensure a safe and enjoyable time. If you go to fairs or petting zoos this summer, DHS recommends washing your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after touching animals or leaving areas with animals. Staying away from animals, including cattle, pigs, or other domesticated animals that appear sick, as well as barns or areas where sick animals are. Preventing the spread of diseases into your home by taking off and washing clothes or shoes that were worn around animals when you get home, and staying home if you are sick. This year's fair season takes place as DHS and DADCAP continue to monitor cases of HPAI in dairy herds, wild birds, and domestic poultry flocks. The recent infections in dairy herds have led to 3 human HPAI cases in dairy workers who were in direct contact with infected animals. At this time, Wisconsin has no confirmed cases of HPAI in dairy cattle, poultry, or humans. DHS and DATCAP continue to support Wisconsin's agricultural industry in taking action to test animals, protect workers, and keep the public informed. We've hit the middle of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, but there are still many dairy breakfasts to enjoy. The Vernon County Dairy Breakfast will be held today at Gady Acres LLC on Wire Hollow Road in rural Viroqua. Enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, or steak. Cost for the breakfast is $8 for adults and $4 for children. The 43rd Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Entertainment will include the Little German Band from 7 to 9:30 and the Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza from 9:30 to noon. There will also be ag awareness activities, crafts, a flea market, and farmers market. The requested donation is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. Also tomorrow, Elroy will host Juneau County's Dairy Breakfast at Schultz Park from 7 to 11. The menu includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage or ham, cheese curds, milk, orange juice, coffee, real Wisconsin maple syrup, applesauce, and Culver's custard cups. There will also be a silent auction held throughout the breakfast to benefit the Elroy Fair Fairest of the Fair program and raffle drawings. Cost of the breakfast is $5 for adults and $3 for children. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the first annual Invasive Species Awareness Day will take place across Wisconsin State Park properties today. Several events will be held throughout the state to bring awareness to the impact of invasive species on our natural resources. Invasive Species Awareness Day events will include guided hikes, education programs, field work to remove invasive species, and a 5K run walk. These events offer activities for participants of all ages. Visitors will learn important techniques and skills for slowing the spread of invasive species and applying these practices at their own homes or properties. Volunteers attending field work events are encouraged to wear gloves, closed-toed shoes, long sleeves, and pants that can get dirty. Most events will take place outdoors, so attendees are reminded to bring water and sunscreen. Water refill stations may be available at some events. Invasive Species Awareness Day will take place at Devil's Lake State Park today from 9 to noon at the North Shore Beach by the Chateau. For more DNR events, check out the DNR events calendar. Every June, more than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in a single event. Field Day has been an annual event since 1933 and remains the most popular event in ham radio. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be participating in Field Day today and tomorrow at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville. The club will show the community how ham radio works while at the same time making various contacts with other hams across the nation and world. The Field Day will kick off at 8 this morning and run through tomorrow evening at 5. The 10th Annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be held today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The Haiti Benefit Auction is hosted by Gospel to Haiti. Darwin Hostetler is a member of Gospel to Haiti. There will be a lot of unique and rare things to bid on at the auction.
We have a lawnmower. We have a tractor that's been completely restored, an Alice Jammer WD there. I think it's got a mower that comes with it. And then there's just a lot of other good items, several hunting blinds that will be on the auction. We have one piece, fairly large piece, that we're really excited about. We have a group of individuals that went together and put a package together for a 30 by 40 building, like a 30 by 40 pole shed, or it's a garage, you know, essentially. It's a shop. It's a 30 by 40 is a pretty nice size. It's a stud wall, a stick-built building. The labor is provided. Everything total, all that anyone needs is a cement pad that's prepared for this building. White Mound Construction is in charge of it, and they come in and build the building. The choice of color is yours. It's a really, really nice building.
The 10th Annual Haiti Benefit Auction will begin this morning at 9.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, June 22nd. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church today from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newberry, 70, of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died last Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6, and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the American Legion Hall. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
The news this hour sponsored by Prem Meats, upscale retail market or meat market with two locations to serve you better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. Meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it's a rainy 73 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's only the second full day of the summer, but the heat wave exposing hundreds of millions to dangerous temperatures has lasted longer than that.
More than 110 million Americans facing a weekend of dangerous and excessive heat. From Indiana to Pittsburgh, feels like temperatures could reach up to 100.